learning English.
The reactor in Oe is one of only two in Japan that's been operational since July 2012. Reactor number 3 at the site was taken offline nearly a fortnight ago, and now the operators of reactor number 4 have begun shutting it down too. The plant's owners are amongst four companies who want to restart their reactors in the future, observing new safety guidelines. But the memories of the accidents at Fukushima in 2011 have left most Japanese people opposed to nuclear power. The country's prime minister, though, wants to bring nuclear energy in from the cold. Shinzo Abe says that Japan can't carry on paying the high costs of importing gas and oil in order to keep the country's lights on. Some household electricity bills are now 30% higher than before the Fukushima accident, and analysts think the rises are set to continue. And the price of importing more energy from abroad has helped to inflate Japan's trade deficit. Yet even if every nuclear reactor was brought back online, many of them are reaching the end of their 40-year lives, which means a decision will have to be made about whether to replace them.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.